Grand Rising, Grand Rising. Karma Intellect here. And I just Googled how much of the Earth is populated. And it said 10, Google said 10% of the Earth is populated. They said, you know, that's just like where the people are actually at. That's, you know, farmlands, grasslands, deserts, and obviously places that we don't know about or has not been inhabited yet. So I came on here to say this because I've been talking about how probably a few years ago now I was listening to. I was listening to some content from UR creators on YouTube, and he was talking about how some mathematicians came together, and they said that the whole world's population, at this time, the world's population was 7 billion, 7.5 billion, or something like that. But at this time, it was only 7 billion people in the world. Now there's 8 billion. And they were saying how the whole world's population could fit in Texas comfortably. Now, I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before. And, of course, at first, I'm like, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Then I lived on an acre of land for 11 days. Took me about 3 or 4 days to mow the lawn. And it wasn't even the whole acre because some of the acre was woods. Now, an acre of land is over 2,000 square feet. For your house to be considered a mansion, has to be over 8,000 square feet. So, just thinking, right? And then I started driving. You drive up 95, down 95, you drive almost anywhere, and you'll see just land that, you know, apartments could be on, houses could be on, these little tiny homes. And if only 10% of the earth is populated, only 10%. What are we really doing here? Right, like I was talking to a friend, and she was like, "Nah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that the whole world population could fit in Texas." I was like, "All right, so you don't even believe that the world's population could fit in Texas? That's cool. But what if the world population could fit in the United States? 4 United States can fit in fucking Africa. Still, what are we doing? So much land, we're fighting over what?" Like, we need X, Y, and Z for what? Everybody is trying to cram into these small places when I didn't even Google. I should have Googled the square footage of the Earth. That's what I should have Googled. I should have Googled the square footage of the Earth to even break it down even more. Because if that's, I'm pretty sure we have more than 8 billion square feet on. Not even square feet. I should have asked for acres. Because, and right, everybody, shoot, not everybody can even manage a whole acre of land. Look at your houses. The houses are not even on an acre. You don't even get an acre with your house. You might get a quarter, you might even get a quarter acre, if not less than that. I just got up this morning and was just doing my morning ritual, and it popped into my head. It just made me think, because I was also talking about this with a coworker last night, and it's just like, even like I said, even if you don't even believe that the world's population can fit in Texas, takes 12 hours to drive across Texas, east to west. I haven't done it. That's what I've been told. But like I said, even if you don't believe Texas and you and we just talk about the United States, the world's population fitting in the United States, 4 United States fit in Africa. We're talking about 2 continents. Then let's not even get into, you know, the ice wall and the 30 plus continents that we don't even know of. Well, you know, as a general population, we don't know of. You think about places like New York City or even like over there in Asia. I haven't been over there, but I've seen videos about how tight it is and how they got these small places. Now, you got these small places, all these people trying to cram into one place. Why? I mean, it really comes back down to like, oh yeah, we really want to be with like-minded people. Like-minded people, we want to be surrounded with other people. Not a lot of us want to be alone, truly alone. And that's just a whole different concept and a whole different managing of mindset and stuff like that. That's like a different podcast to talk about. But I just wanted to come on here and share that real quick. Because, yeah. 10% of the earth is populated. We work 10% of our brains. What is up with them at 10%? All right. But I hope you guys have a phenomenal day. Food for thought. Just know that we always live in abundance. You know, the powers that be have been saying that we had water shortages since I was a teenager living in New York. You know what I'm saying? There's times where we weren't supposed to have water fights because we had a water shortage. Here I am, 20 plus years later. Still plenty of water to be around. Especially living in Florida, these people water their grass. So just know, when they try to trick you, they try to tell you that there's not enough. We're running out of this. We're running out of that. Been living through pandemics. Living through these ages of sickness or germ warfare, should I say. And all I really got to say about it is use your brain, use your mind, see what's really out there. You could plant one apple tree and feed your whole block with apples. That's just one tree. Y'all stay safe. Stay dangerous. Love y'all. Carbon Intellect. I'm out.